Great, thank you. I notice you have quite the nice suntan there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. No, some of us have some nice windburn. We endured those 55 mile an hour gusts all day yesterday. They were afraid they were going to have to. I was in the tent, and they were afraid they were going to have to pick me and the tent out of the trees the next morning. I just want to thank all the men that came out, and we had another great time. I want to thank all the men that didn't come out, and you supported us anyway. You sent your stuff in and looked out for us, and we knew you were thinking about us, and that was special. I really appreciated that. Some of you couldn't be there the whole time, and I understand that, and I'm just glad you could make it for some of it. I really appreciate Jerry coming out, sharing devotions with us Saturday morning. That was really special, even though he had to go later that afternoon. We had an awesome time. You do realize, with this group of guys, if things ever went back to pre-industrial age, you guys in this church would be just fine. These guys can make it happen, right? These guys know how to make things happen. They know how to get things done. And I don't have to worry about the men's retreat because I know these guys chip in. They get things done. They don't complain if something's not going right. And I just appreciate that. It's a fun time. I'm pulling it all together and trying to, make the logistics happen and everything. I can rest and relax and still enjoy it. And that's because of you guys. And I just thank you for that. So we had fun. We eat well as always, but I'm always amazed what happens when you get these tough guys together. Somehow the Lord seems to break through and tenderize these hearts. And it was really, really significant. The ministry just went to a whole nother level last night. It was wild. You imagine what could happen, might happen, but this went to a whole nother level. And it was just intense. Ministry, the Lord really came down and ministered. I just want to open the mic up for you guys. You don't have to share. I don't know all that went on, and I don't want to put pressure on anybody. The effects of this are going to be far reaching down the road, but the Lord really, really showed up. Tremendous way, especially last night, I'm just gonna open the mic up here. Anyone that wants to share, I don't want to put pressure on you, but I think it was really intense, really intense.
The Lord used me last night. And the details weren't important as far as what I did. Other than I just thank God for the grace to be obedient. But through it was amazing how you come up every Sunday and you want the Lord to work in your life. You want Him to open the sky and really minister to you. And it's amazing how this whole year I've been focusing on me trying to open the door, and the Lord opening the door for me rather. And last night I was able to avail myself to be used by the Lord, and how that opened up just this morning just as bright in spirit for me as outside is. We plowed all weekend long, just like the weather was cloudy and stormy, it seemed to be in the spirit the same way. And this morning was so bright, and it was pretty awesome. And I just to encourage you guys that anywhere you see the Lord working in your life, that you can help or do something for someone else, be obedient and quick to do it, because that's where the Lord really works in your life, dealing with your stuff. And that was all I had.
When Drew was done ministering, I mean, it was really intense. And when he was done, he looked like he had been in a fight and lost. And so, I mean, it was just that intense. And so we went and prayed over him too, because he had imparted so much at a deep level. It was a really a deep, deep time in the Lord.
I think to follow up on something Drew said there, I think the whole weekend, I know, I hadn't really thought about it until Drew just mentioned it. It just dawned on me. I think the whole weekend wasn't. It was teaching us. It's not about me. Not about I. It's about them, the others. We need to reach out. Forget about ourselves. Reach out to the ones around us. I felt the Lord. Jerry had me do a devotional Friday night. And for all week here, I've been trying to get the Lord. I felt the Lord saying, do it on unity. Unity. But every time I sit down, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do and say? It's like he's going, ha, ha, ha. You'll see. And that put me back to what something pastor told me when we started the Bible study breakfast. He said, one of these days you're not going to need to do the study before. You're going to do it off the cuff. Well, that happened Friday night. It was off the cuff. So I don't know how it went. But we had a good time with it. A lot of discussion. And I think a lot of that came out too. Unity, but we need to think about the others. And that's, we got to reach out. Yes, we need to unify as men to take our rightful place in the body and in this church. But we need to forget about ourselves. Reach out. So that's what I got out of the weekend. And I know the Lord's going to continue working on me. So
thank you. Anyone else?
I wasn't there for Friday night, but Saturday started off really rich. Jerry, I don't really know you well, but you know, perhaps God has more to speak through you at some other time and in some other situation, because at least for me, your word was just awesome. I mean, it started the whole thing off tremendously. So it was a good sign that things were starting so rich, at least for me. And then one of the things that he had said brought about, he was talking about, in essence, a blind faith. And that so often has negative connotations, but in his case, that really meant that your trust was in God alone. There was nothing around you that you could see that you could trust and accept God. There was nothing you could physically see. There was nothing you could touch. And then Pastor, when he was talking about this morning, how, has anything been happening differently in your life? A couple of weeks ago, month and a half ago, that blind faith, it also gets tested sometimes. Something that happened where I was up in the sound booth and I looked down from the sound booth and basically got a word of knowledge, but that has never happened to me before. Maybe in prayer, specific individual concerns, issues like that, something comes. But out of the blue, I was adjusting something on the board, and I saw one person. So then I mentioned to my wife, I said, oh, can you believe this? And then she began to tell me that maybe my word of knowledge was kind of crazy and ridiculous, that there were some battles going on, and, you know, that pretty much this could have, anyhow, about a couple of weeks later, then she told me that things had really worked out, and that what I saw in an instantaneous vision really was the truth. And that had never happened. So Jerry's Burroughs in this case, Jerry's word about blind faith had been kind of tested, and Pastor talking about the Lord moving in kind of unique ways that has never happened before. Both of those, you know, are definitely true. There's that flow is really there. And Russ asked last night, he was just saying that wanting more of the manifest glory for the church, and maybe we're seeing, you know, in some of all that happened here, the beginning of additional aspects to that. I caution us to be careful. We're not going to necessarily look like any other church when they walked into some new move of God. We may look totally different. So just be getting close to God, staying close to God, and whatever He has for us, we'll recognize it as it comes.
Amen. Thank you. Anyone else? Any young guys back here?
Good morning. I think one of the biggest things this weekend, I mean, the whole weekend was just great. All the messages were great, but last night was the one that hit me the hardest, because growing up, some of that stuff was kind of me, and Russ's message, it was just not really, some of it wasn't really me, but some of it was, and you know, I still struggle today with some of it, and you know, it's just really good to know that, you know, you can get out of it. There's a way out. And another thing was, is I learned that it's easy to judge somebody and it, when you don't know the what's behind it. Like, I asked one of the boys that was there, I guess I didn't really know him and his father, but I asked him if he wanted to play paintball, and his dad's like, no, we don't believe in shooting people. And I was like, what? You know, I kind of was like, that's stupid. I was like, what's wrong with that? You know, it's not like they're real. And but I guess the background they come from is quite different from ours. So I kind of learned that, you know, not to really judge by what, you know, the first reaction to something. So it was a great weekend, though. So.
Thank you. Yeah, you missed a great testimony with Russ's last night. It was awesome. If you want to realize the transforming power of Jesus, all you need to do is hear his life story, and you will immediately, your heart will begin to worship. Anyone else? Okay, good. Going. I want to thank Russ, too, for opening up the property there in his home and stuff. I just have a short exhortation I want to give to the men and the women. In closing here, if you turn to Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, please. In Genesis 1, it opens up, and the whole narrative of Genesis 1 is about God. God said, and the heavens and the earth were created. God that made the waters and the planets and the animals and the birds and so forth. And the whole narrative is about God. But in Genesis 2, now there's a new player on the field. And the new player is man. And I just want to look at a couple passages in Genesis 2 here. But in Genesis 3, we know how that narrative changed very quickly with the fall. And, there's so much packed in those first three chapters, but, God really, 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 really took a risk when he did that, when he put man on the field. He took a tremendous risk, and that's part of his character. And we are made in his image. Genesis 2 says we're made in his image. And part of being made in that image is taking risks. And, I just want you to think about that a little bit. You can go through life playing it safe, and you might make through life just fine, but you're going to miss an awful lot if you go through life just playing it safe. You need to take very calculated risks in the Lord. And what Dave was sharing about in his life, he was taking a risk. Last night when Drew stepped out, he was taking a risk. And this is the kind of risk taking I'm talking about. We need to get very calculated in our risks and in our, the way we love our wives. Start taking risks. The way you love your children. Step out and do something different. In the way you care for the body and so forth. Step out, take risks. In the way that you care for the poor and the needy in this county and in your area, take risks. Step out. God is a risk taker, a huge risk taker, and we're made in his image. And I'd like to encourage you as men. I mean, we take risks in other areas. Why not for the kingdom? Why not for the gospel? And take risks spiritually. Just step out. Like some of you did this weekend. Take risks in your education. Take risks of going places in your business and in your workplace beyond what you think you're capable of. And I just want to throw that out. We are in his image. And part of his image is that he is a risk taker. And we're called to take risks too. Loving always involves risks. Loving always involves risks and risk taking. So I want to encourage all of you to step out in the spiritual level and take risks. And I think you'll be surprised what will happen. We were last night. Okay, Genesis chapter 2 and verse, let's see, let's start in 15. Then the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. Okay. The Lord God took the man and put him into the garden to cultivate it and keep it. Now the word keep there is the Hebrew word abad, which means to serve. We are to serve this planet that we live on. And cultivate means to exercise creativity over. Exercise creativity over. And so we are responsible for the creative development of this planet. The cultures that have come forth came forth through the choices of men. Because they were put there to cultivate it. Okay? The good, the bad, and the ugly. Right? And we need to keep this in mind, that we are called to cultivate and keep. Okay? To serve this planet and cultivate it. So to develop its culture, to develop its creativity in all areas of life, and to really help shape and make this planet. What happens here, God put a people on the planet, and then he said, all right, you go make it, shape it, form it, and we're part of that process. This is a very, very significant role that God put us in. We have, I hope you hear me on this, we have, when God put man on this planet, okay, he gave them a piece of his creative power. Okay? You have very significant say-so. The choices that you make, the prayers that you make, the actions that you go through are significant in shaping your marriage, your family, the lives of those around you, your workplace, what happens at a men's retreat. Your choices are significant. You have significant spiritual say-so. And that's what you need to realize here. Look in verse 18 for a moment. Then the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a suitable helper. And verse 19, and out of the ground the Lord formed every beast of the field and every bird of the sky. And he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. He brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Okay? And whatever the man called the living creature, it was its name. God didn't say, hey, I want you to call that one a giraffe, and that one an elephant, and it's a penguin. He said, whatever you want to call that thing, that's what its name will be. Do you see the spiritual significance here of the choices of man? God's giving that to them so that they have significant say-so in a relationship. God is not the only one in this relationship that has power. If any relationship is to be real and legitimate, both parties have to have power. They have to have say-so. Any good marriage has to have both people involved with significant say-so and significant power. Or it's not a relationship. It's not a healthy relationship. And it's like that with the Lord. And I just want to get you thinking about this. Your choices, you have no idea how significant they are. I don't think most of us do. The choices we make day in and day out are so significant because the Lord has endowed us with power in this relationship with Him. You can shape your marriage by your choices, by your prayers, by your actions. You can shape your family. You can shape the body. You can shape your community by the choices you make day in and day out. One of the things I pray most mornings is, Lord, I commit myself to you to make choices that are right before you and pleasing in your eyes. I commit myself to make choices that are right before you and pleasing in your sight. Because my goal is to make choices that would bring pleasure to him, that he could smile upon. I like keeping the Lord happy. It's fun. And you can do that through your choices. You can do that through your choices. So I just want to leave you with those couple of thoughts. As you know, as men in the family and men in the workplace, your choices are significant. And you need to make choices of risk. You know, smart, calculated risk. I mean, there's so much information out there to make choices on. What do you want to know? Get on the internet and find out. There's so much information. We live in an age of information overload. But the information you need to get, first of all, is the information from your Father. And let Him speak into your heart. When you get that information, that's a significant piece of information there. Okay? And make risks based on what you're hearing. See, this is what Drew did last night. He heard from the Father and began to take risks and step out into it. And the thing blows open. And this is the kind of thing where we need to realize we have very significant say-so, and we're called to take risks. And I just want to encourage you in that, to be people who, men and women of God, who realize the power and impact of your choices and the spiritual say-so that you have, and to use that to take risks to further the kingdom and to bless the heart of the Father. So I just want to leave you with that. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for our time together as men. And I pray that you would seal these things in our heart that happened this weekend. And Lord, for this body, I just pray that you would really work and stir to help us to realize that we can really shape and mold the things around us, our families, our relationships, our jobs and job situations, and that we have significant spiritual say-so. Even in the spiritual realm, we can pray things through and make things happen by just using the God-given endowments that you've blessed us with. And, Father, I just pray that you would seal that in our heart. And just pray the blessings of the Lord Jesus upon the body and the men and women and children. And we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.